Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the government is being urged to take immediate steps to properly resource building products surveillance in Ireland. A Donegal-born teenage driver who led Gardaí on a 40-minute chase over 80 kilometres has been jailed for 3 years at Dublin Circuit Criminal Court. Investigations are continuing after guns were seized in Inishowen in recent days. And illegal fishing nets equivalent to six lengths of an Olympic-sized swimming pool have been seized in Donegal. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Oisin Kelly at about 5:15. First in news, the government is being urged to take immediate steps to properly resource building product surveillance in Ireland. It's after the European Commission today announced a new infringement procedure against Ireland for failing to have a proper surveillance regime in place. Sinn Féin Housing spokesperson Ona Brin says the Commission's decision comes as no surprise and requires an urgent response. Councillor Ali Farn is PRO of the 100% Redress Party. He says the government needs to implement a proper testing regime to ensure the current crisis is not repeated and also addresses shortfalls in the current redress scheme.
At the moment, the Irish government don't seem to be as concerned about this issue as they should be. It's great to see that the European government is, for want of a better word, is pushing this issue, and hopefully the Irish government will sit up and take note, because this is long overdue. At the moment, we know our scheme's not correct, it's not fit for purpose, and things have to change. And even at the moment, we're still being tested for the inverted commas mica, whereas it should be internal sulphur attack, which is affecting our buildings.
It's clear that the political situation within Donegal is being amplified since the election. We now have pressure coming on the government from Europe, and potentially within a matter of two or three months, a general election campaign kicking off. The government's really going to have this on all sides, putting it under pressure.
This is a big, big issue the whole way down the west coast of Ireland and in, what is it, about 16 counties. So, yes, it will be. But yet, we've still got councillors in different parts of this country claiming that we have a good scheme, and the homeowners that's affected by this, no, we don't have. So, yes, it's going to be an election issue, I am sure.
The government has been given 2 months by Europe to make a response. You want to see a response that addresses the issues you want to see addressed.
Of course. It's important that the government get this nailed down and get it sorted.
A Donegal-born teenage driver who led Gardaí on a 40-minute chase over 80 kilometres has been jailed for 3 years at Dublin Circuit Criminal Court. 18-year-old Aaron Donnelly was sent forward from the district court on signed pleas of two counts of endangerment at Tolka Valley Road and at North Frederick Street, Dublin, on November the 30th, 2021. Donnelly of Rathmullen, County Donegal, also admitted one count of the unlawful use of a vehicle without consent at St Mary's Road, Finglas, on the same date. Donald Kavanagh has more.
Judge Martin Nolan sentenced Donnelly to 4 years with the final year suspended and disqualified him from driving for 6 years. In his ruling, Judge Nolan placed the offence in the middle to high range of endangerment and said Donnelly had driven very dangerously and at very high speed. The judge backdated the sentence to January 12th this year, noting Donnelly's young age and the fact that he was doing well in custody. An investigating Garda told the court previously that at times Donnelly was travelling at 160 kilometres per hour and reached a speed of 100 kilometres an hour on the wrong side of Dame Street before crashing a red light on College Green. Donnelly lost control of the car while driving the wrong way up Parnell Square. The court heard Donnelly spent time in the care of the state and had been placed by Tusla 4 hours away from his family home, which had caused distress to him and his mother.
The full report is available on our website, highlandradio.com. Investigations are continuing after guns were seized in Inishowen in recent days. Gardaí conducted a planned search of a vacant property on Saturday last in Burnfoot. Two guns and ammunition were recovered and are now subject to a technical and forensic examination. An ambitious €37 billion plan that will see faster trains and new rail lines being opened has been launched today. The All-Ireland Vision includes creating new train routes to the North Midlands and North West by 2050. A service from Letterkenny to Derry is included in the plans, which would see at least hourly services between cities and connecting Dublin, Belfast and Shannon airports with the train network. When complete, it will be the first rail service in the county since the mid-20th century. Following public consultation, a line extending into West Donegal was parked on the basis of low demand and impact, and a Donegal to Enniskillen line was also scrapped due to a lack of demand. Richard Logue, a project manager in transport in London, says the proposed Letterkenny to Dublin line would be quicker than driving.
There is the opportunity now for direct trains. If you look at the actual what's being proposed, direct trains from Letterkenny to Dublin, they would go down via Omagh, Portadown, into Newry and then from Newry down to Dublin. The fact is that that would still be a quicker route than getting on the bus. It means then that you would be, if you're looking at a line speed of 200 kilometres an hour, that's way faster than anybody can drive. So it does mean that there's quite a good opportunity there to get a fast connection down to Dublin and indeed make a connection across to Dublin Airport.
However, he also warned that reform of the planning process will be necessary. He says a major project was stopped in its tracks recently when a problem appeared in just one area.
There is a huge problem in the way we currently get railway projects in the state approved. So the mechanism is known as a railway order. It's basically planning permission, but with additional powers for the railway. The issue is it has taken so long for Bord Pleanála to process the Dart West application, and only to be told at the last minute that a major critical component is not being approved is mad.
Meanwhile, Minister for Transport Eamon Ryan says train services will return to parts of the country that have had no rail network for decades once the plans are implemented.
For me, involved in this project, one of the most inspiring bits of it was this idea of a line from Portadown, Dungannon, Omagh, Strabane, Letterkenny, as well as Derry. Because in each one of those towns, now that's expensive, that's new, that's big thinking, but it would transform that whole part of the country and the connectivity to the northwest.
Illegal fishing nets equivalent to six lengths of an Olympic-sized swimming pool have been seized in Donegal. The 200 and 100-metre nets were seized by Inland Fisheries Ireland on Sunday on Leenan Bay, Lough Swilly. IFI were conducting a sea patrol at the time of the discovery. The number of patients without a bed at Letterkenny University Hospital is up 8%. According to latest figures from the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation, 295 people waited on a trolley at the hospital during July. That figure is up from 272 during the same period in 2023. Over 9,755 people, including 73 children, were treated on a trolley or chair in hospitals across the country last month. INMO General Secretary Phil Nihay says overcrowding in July has been really worrying and is an indicator for what can be expected for the remainder of the year unless meaningful action is taken by the HSE and individual hospital groups. It's believed four masked men were involved in an attack on a house and car in Derry last night. Significant damage was caused during the attack, which occurred sometime before 10 to 11 in the Creva Heights area of Craigan. The windows of the property were smashed. Damage was caused to the front door of the house and a vehicle was also damaged. There are no reports of any injuries. Anyone with information in relation to the attack is being urged to contact police on 101. Tomorrow's rise in the price of fuel is going to have negative repercussions for drivers, fuelling stations and on-tax revenue for government. That's according to a South Donegal deputy. Deputy Marion Harkin says the people living in border counties will be forced to cross the border to fill their cars as the price of both petrol and diesel will increase by 3 and 4 cents a litre respectively from midnight. Deputy Harkin also pointed out that by the 9th of October, when another price increase is due to come into effect, government will receive around €1 per litre of fuel in taxes, which will be lost if people go to Northern Ireland. She says the towns near the border will suffer the most.
And remember, we also have a further increase coming in October. As far as I know, it's 3 cents on petrol, something like that, or 2.5 cents. So at that point, there will be something like 16 cents per litre a difference. And that is well worth anyone's while travelling for petrol or diesel. And the issue is, first of all, revenue. will lose the VAT, the excise, the carbon tax, all of that from every litre that's bought north of the border. Because it is worth remembering, Greg, that by the 9th of October, for let's say petrol might be coming in somewhere around 180, 182, 183, depending, the state gets €1 for every single litre that's sold. So the more people who travel north, I mean, that is a very significant loss of revenue to the state. But as you and I know, when people travel, they will often fill up their trolley, and that is a huge impact. People think about forecourts on the border, but it's not just that, it's other shops.
Yeah.
And I honestly believe that even as, you know, to go as far south as Sligo, when you go to Donegal town, all of those towns and all of the towns along the border will definitely be negatively impacted.
Bakshi, school costs are causing stress for the majority of secondary school parents. 70% of secondary school parents are worried about covering costs compared to half of those with a child in primary school. The latest Bakshi school survey by children's charity Barnardo's found in total parents will be out around €1,000 per child in Bakshi school costs. CEO of Barnardo's, Suzanne Conley, says basic education costs are causing stress for families.
And 1 in 5 secondary school parents are borrowing from friends or taking out loans, and 1 in 10 primary school parents are taking out loans in order to meet the cost. So we know it's a real issue for parents out there, and they're stressed and anxious. And one parent talked about being part of the working poor.
Donegal County Council has agreed to designate an area of Donegal town for motorbike users. It's after the Diamond area of the town was recently pedestrianised, prohibiting motorbikes from parking in the area, which has been met with much backlash. Joe Caulfield has more.
A meeting was held on Monday between councillors in the Donegal Municipal District, council executives and representatives from the motorbike community to discuss a resolution to vehicular access to the Diamond area. Donegal County Council says the pedestrianisation of the area was not about excluding anyone, but in the interest of health and safety and to ensure the area is free from damage and kept clean. As a compromise, the council has confirmed it will designate the area to the rear of the Bank of Ireland in the town a parking zone for motorbikes only on Sundays, free of charge. The council is continuing to appeal to motorbike users to use the designated parking area only 55 metres from the Diamond.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. From rebounders to goalposts, find everything you need to play your best at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for all the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. There's only one place to start today. That, of course, is the Olympic Games in Paris in France. Currently in the ring, Kelly Harrington is looking to secure at least an Olympic bronze medal. She's taken on Colombia's Angie Valdez in the lightweight quarterfinals. They have just finished the first round of their three-round contest, and all five judges given a 10-9 to the Dubliner Kelly Harrington, who's off to a good start there. Well, it was a difficult afternoon for two of the Northwest athletes competing at the Games in Paris, as the journeys for Jude Gallagher and Rachel Dara came to an end. Jude fell to a disappointing defeat on his Olympic debut, losing his featherweight round of last 16 contest. The Tyrone Tornado bowed out to 2020 silver medalist Carol Palam of the Philippines on a unanimous decision. Gallagher from the Two Castles Club in Newton Stewart lost the first two rounds as Palman showed his experience through the course of the fight. Jude then required a stoppage in the third round, but his opponent seen out what was judged as a comfortable one. Speaking afterwards, Gallagher felt the fight was a closer contest than the cards had suggested, but he was proud of his performance at the Games. Rachel Dara's Paris Olympics also ended this afternoon. The Rafal native was outclassed by 2016 gold medalist Caroline Marin in the second group game. The Spaniard won 21-5, 21-5 to progress. Marin is seen as one of the sport's greatest ladies players and is once again a contender for a gold medal at this Games. Meanwhile, Mona McSharry will race in the semi-finals of the 200-metre breaststroke this evening. The Sligo native, who is a member of the Marlins Club in Ballyshannon, was seventh fastest in the heats this morning. McSharry is chasing a second medal at the Games following her 100-metre bronze medal success earlier in the week. She goes in the semi-finals after 9 this evening. Fonzie McCarthy and Paul O'Donovan are adamant that they remain underdogs despite reaching another Olympic final. The Skibbereen duo comfortably won their semi-final of the lightweight men's double sculls. They're one of three crews to secure final places today. Aoife Casey and Megs Cremin will go for a medal on Friday, as will Ross Corrigan and Nathan Timoney in the men's pair. Also on the badminton court today, Nat Nguyen's Olympics coming to an end. Afterwards, he said he had no regrets as he lost out to the Tokyo gold medalist Victor Alkinson 2-0 earlier today. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer has told UEFA he will push for £310 million to be made available for the redevelopment of Casement Park. The Antrim GA ground remains on the list of a stadia that will host Euro 2028. However, a shortfall in funding has stalled redevelopment, placing the Belfast hosting under doubt. But Stammer has informed UEFA that he will make a strong case for the required funding. To Rugby, Croke Park has been confirmed as the venue for the first meeting of Leinster and Munster in the forthcoming URC season. It's 15 years since the sides last met at GA headquarters in the semi-finals of the then Heineken Cup. Leinster are splitting their home games between the Aviva and Croke Park as the RDS is undergoing renovations. In soccer, Lenny Earl has been seen wearing a protective boot and using crutches at the club's UCLA training base. The new Manchester United defender was forced off during the pre-season defeat by Arsenal in Los Angeles in recent days. The 18-year-old only completed a €62 million move to United from Lille earlier this month. In golf, the Irish teams have been selected for the R&A Women's and Men's Home Internationals that will take place in Scotland next week. Ballybuffet Stranorris Ryan Griffin has been named on the men's squad. Griffin will hope to be back on form at Macure Links between the 7th and 9th of August following his withdrawal from the recent South of Ireland Amateur Open due to a back injury sustained after a fall at Lahinch. City of Derry's Niamh Quigg is the captain on the women's team. Well, there's one game tonight, Gaelic games wise, here in Donegal. It's the Senior Hurling Championship encounter between McCools, who are hosting defending champion Setanta. Ballybuffet is the venue for that one, and it starts at 8 o'clock this evening. Just finally, we're going to check in to see if there's any update after round two of that fight involving Kelly Harrington. They're currently fighting that round at the moment. It is, of course, a three-round contest. They're well into the second, but Harrington, of course, has the advantage, having won the first with all five judges scoring Harrington a 10-9 victor in round one. If she wins over the course of the next 6 to 7 minutes, she will be guaranteed, at the very least, a bronze medal at the Paris Games. Michaela.
Thanks, Oisin. And returning to some news, serious concerns have been raised over speeding in rural villages of West Donegal. A recent speed monitoring exercise conducted by Donegal County Council revealed that between 70 and 80% of motorists travelling through Dunloo were speeding. Councillor Micheál Colmigill-Asbuig is calling for traffic calming measures to urgently be installed to combat speeding in villages. He says overgrown hedges are compounding road safety concerns, which he claims the council is failing to address.
There's obviously a clear concern in the whole country in relation to the high road deaths. We've seen where there's been safety issues right across the whole county and not been properly addressed. This week alone, I met with members of Dunluhia, where they have concern about speeding going through the village. The council has carried out, and I'd like to thank them for that, they has carried out speed survey on it, and it's clearly shown that there is an issue there of a very high percentage of 70-80%. I do believe that is going through the village at an unacceptable speed. I think what consultation with the local community of possibly moving towards what we see out in Irlagan and Irwalloor, where they put in speed ramps, which seems to be working very, very well for the community there, that we need to be looking at the likes of this here. Also, we need to address the issue, which is massive, especially this time of year, and this year seems to have a lot of a heavy growth than usual, is the issue of hedge cutting. there is an onus on the landowners to cut hedges, but the unfortunate reality of it is not all landowners are living. Some land is under dispute. It's leaving a massive heavy growth right onto the road carriage. Granted, there is the issue of bird nesting, and I think that has to be respected. But when there's an issue that children aren't able to walk or cycle the road safely due to the massive overgrowth, cars driving at a certain speed, coming around corners, not being able to see, we need to make sure that our roads are safe. And I think, with respect to the Donegal County Council road section, I think we're failing desperately in this.
A new bus service begins next Tuesday linking Letterkenny University Hospital and Galway University Hospital. The service, supported by the Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital, will operate on Mondays, Tuesdays and Wednesdays, leaving Letterkenny at 6:30 in the morning and leaving Galway at 4:00, and it is set to operate on a pilot basis until December. Friends of Letterkenny Hospital spokesperson Paddy Rooney says part of the programme will involve ensuring that Galway appointments for Letterkenny patients are arranged for times that fit the bus schedule.
This is a targeted at three groups of people. One, who are patients who are attending outpatient clinics, or patients who are going to the hospital for elective day surgery, or patients who are going for elective inpatient surgery. But there's no point giving patients appointments for 8:30 to 9:00 in the morning. So there's a piece of work that the HSE are doing in the background to try and group appointments so people will get there in time, and also they will be able to depart on the bus when it's leaving after 4:00. There's two other pickup points as well, Ballybuffet and Donegal Town, and people may say, well, why won't you pick up people in Bundoran and Sligo? But the problem, if we started that, the bus wouldn't get there until 12:00. And I suppose I want to give reassurance as well to all of the people that use our St. Luke's service to Dublin on a Monday and return on a Friday free of charge. That won't be interfered with in any way, because we actually done an audit on that recently, and we've carried over 5,000 people over the last 22 years. And remember, each one of those patients would have had between 25 and 30 episodes of treatment. So that's a lot of transport and a lot of people. So that will continue, and that won't be interfered with in any way.
Donegal is set to benefit from two funding announcements today. The Coast to Coast Investment Scheme places an emphasis on tourism, while grants awarded by the International Fund for Ireland places a focus on peace projects. Donna Marie Doherty has more.
Four projects in Donegal are to benefit from the International Fund for Ireland. €3.7 million has been awarded to 17 projects across border counties and Northern Ireland in a bid to deliver peace and reconciliation works. In Donegal, the Manchester United Foundation has been awarded almost €350,000 for its Inspires programme. Lifford Clonley Resource Centre, the Milford and District Resource Centre and Inish Own Development Partnership have also received a combined total of almost €487,000. Meanwhile, Donegal is also to benefit from a new coast-to-coast investment scheme. The capital funding, worth €3 million, will be used to upgrade existing visitor attractions and experiences. Donegal, Sligo and parts of Leitrim on the Wild Atlantic Way are included, as well as areas in the east coast such as the Causeway Coastal Route. Each project can receive a maximum grant of €300,000 or £250,000 and a minimum of €50,000 or £40,000.
And finally, in an update in sport, Kelly Harrington has won her quarter final at the Olympics. The Dubliner is guaranteed at the very least a boxing bronze after this evening's win. With an eye, a mix of cloud and sunny spells this evening with scattered showers and light variable breezes. Mild, humid and mostly cloudy tonight with a few showers overnight. Highest temperatures of 13 or 14 degrees. The closing headlines this evening. The government is being urged to take immediate steps to properly resource building product surveillance in Ireland. It's after the European Commission today announced a new infringement procedure against Ireland for failing to have a proper surveillance regime in place. A Donegal-born teenage driver who led Gardaí on a 40-minute chase over 80 kilometres has been jailed for 3 years at Dublin Circuit Criminal Court. 18-year-old Aaron Donnelly was sent forward from the District Court on signed pleas of two counts of endangerment at Tolka Valley Road and at North Frederick Street, Dublin, on November the 30th, 2021. Investigations are continuing after guns were seized in Inishowen in recent days. Gardaí conducted a planned search of a vacant property on Saturday last in Burnfoot. And illegal fishing nets equivalent to six lengths of an Olympic-sized swimming pool have been seized in Donegal. The 200 and 100-metre nets were seized by Inland Fisheries Ireland on Sunday on Leland Bay in Lough Swilly. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to your podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 31st of July. The death has taken place of Eileen Deary, née Curlan, 78 Donnybrewer Road, Lower Campsie. Her remains will repose at her home until 10 o'clock tonight. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 11:15 for Requiem Mass at 12 noon in Star of the Sea Church, Fawn Vale. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the St Vincent de Paul Society, care of the Parish Office, Brisland Road, Eglinton. And the death has taken place of Daniel Lehan, Letterkenny and Fannad, formerly of London and Kilgarvan, County Kerry. Reposing at Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Letterkenny, until 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral Mass in St Mary's Church, Fanavalti, at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.